You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. It's your host Al, the PhD of pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions University class of 01, and yes, I graduated magna cum laude from porn watching school. The sex talk specialist, I drink rum, I jerk off, and I always have 100 tabs and running. Thank you for stopping in to the Laptop Chronicles. Now let's get pornorific. If you haven't already done so, make sure you go over to normregular.bandcamp.com and download, buy, subscribe, all of that to his first full-length album, Describe Infinity. And we got some major news. His album is number one on the top 100 Laptop Chronicles albums. Yeah, I made that shit up, but it's whatever. Everything is made up. But anyway, his album isn't made up. It's my man. His album is dope. Make sure you go check it out. And it is available on all other streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. Make sure you check him out. You know, he works hard on his art, and he's fucking great at it. Another major announcement. If you are in the Maryland, Virginia area, stay the fuck out of D.C. For real. They are literally putting up signs on billboards. Telling everybody to stay out of D.C. between the 16th and the 21st of this month. Because I'm sure everybody's been watching the news. If you haven't, you're definitely living under a rock. But it's fucking hell down there right now because of this dickhead president. So, real talk, if you're in Maryland, if you're in Virginia, man, stay out of D.C. Like, they are legally telling people to stay out of D.C. They are blocking off streets. They are not letting cars through. If you're a government worker, like, you have to badge your way out of town. Don't try to cut through. If you're on the Maryland side, try to cut through D.C. to shoot to Virginia and vice versa. Nah, take the beltway. Go all the way around. Shit, for the next month, avoid D.C. Something. I don't know. But, yeah, those are two major announcements, man. Make sure you go check out Norm Regular. His first album, Describe Infinity, and all his other singles. And make sure you check out my favorites. And major news, stay the fuck out of D.C. And for the porn clip of the week, I bring to you Thunder Tongue. So, if you jump on Pornhub and you search Thunder Tongue, you come up with a profile. He's got about 6 videos, right? And it's him and his partner, right? He's a water sports enthusiast like myself. Love a good water sports video. That's how I stumbled upon this one. So if you go down, let me see. If you go to profile, it's like the second row, the second video in. It's called She Gave Me a Pissy Surprise. So you see, you know, his lady's holding the camera in a downward angle. And my man is getting into position in that pussy-eating sniper position. Y'all know the one that I'm talking about, right? So, as he gets in position for her to, you know, let loose on his face, I'm like, okay, cool, this is some good shit to watch. And I'm watching it, and I notice that right when she begins her water sports go, my man has a head full of Beijing. So, for those of you who don't know, basically, Beijing is spray paint for men, right? I'm bald. I've been bald for about 4 or 5 years. I love being bald. It's nothing like jumping in the shower, getting a fresh shave. You know, that's part of my self-care. So I've only had Beijing put on my head once, and that was by accident, because back when I had hair, I went to get a haircut, and, you know, it was one of them times I went to a new barbershop, new barber, just needed a quick cut. And this lady was cutting my hair, and she was like, she was done, and she said, hey, do you want some spray? I thought she meant, like, spray, like, like hair sheen or something. No, she basically spray painted my head. So that's what Beijing is. If you ever see a man, particularly a black man, and his beard is like super sharp, like that shit looks sharpie, that's Beijing. So this dude in the video, the fact that you see this guy with nothing but fucking sharpie color all over his head, like his hairline and everything, it threw me the fuck off, right? I couldn't even snap one off to the video because I'm laughing at this shit. So, for this week's porn clip of the week, jump on Pornhub, search Thunder Tongue, look at the video called She Gave Me a Pissy Surprise, and laugh at this motherfucker's sharpie hairline, sharpie scalp, I should say, like me, alright? So this week, I'm going to talk about ASMR. I had no clue what it was. I always heard the term, and I thought it was strictly related to porn. But in doing my research, because you know I always like to do my research, I found out that it is literally a term that was created by a lady who was curious about some of the responses that she was feeling within herself when it came to certain sounds. So ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And to break it down even further, let's go with like each letter. So A, autonomous, is it happens with or without control. S, sensory, is related to the senses. M, meridian, which signifies a peak or a climax in a development of something. And response is to the response to being triggered by something, right? So what happened was it started out with this lady named Jennifer Allen. She used to watch videos of space. And for some reason, she used to get a tingling feeling that spread from her scalp all the way down her body when the camera would pull back from showing Earth. Right, as she watched these videos, and then I, you know, the sound that was produced by the cameras or space or, you know, whatever it was, it created a tingling sensation in her body, and she could not figure out there was nothing to describe it. She said she Googled it, and there was really no research that was done for it, right? So she said around 2009 she came up with a search that yielded a lot of results, and the term that she searched was weird sensation feels good on the message board, and she started getting a lot of responses to people that were feeling those same feelings. So she did another post, and same thing, she got more and more responses. So in 2010, she sat down and she said she was brainstorming some ideas, and that's when she came up with the term ASMR and what it stands for. And so she goes on to talk about in this article how she was collecting, you know, information from different people around the world who were like they had almost like found a home for the feelings that they were experiencing produced auditorily, right? That were, you know, triggering their senses. So she got on YouTube and she put ASMR videos on YouTube. Now this is saying back in 2009. So, I don't think the algorithm of YouTube was as sophisticated as it is now. I mean, shit, that was, you know, over 10 years ago. So, of course, you know, at the time, it probably didn't generate a lot of hits because it wasn't a thing. But as time has gone on, people have understood what ASMR is. It's become a different category in itself. And ASMR, as I understand it, basically refers to auditory sounds that trigger a response, right? And it could be things like people chewing gum, people swallowing octopus sashimi, turning pages of books, peeling dried glue off of like fake skin, hair dryer sounds, things like that, and of course voices. And so in this article, it's a New York Times article from 2019, so I'm gonna put the link in the podcast in the description. So in this article, it talks about this this guy. He's a professor. His name is Craig Richard, and he was starting to get into what ASMR was, and he didn't think it was a thing until somebody, he was listening to a podcast on it, and he said he was about to turn it off, but then somebody mentioned Bob Ross. Now, for those of you who don't know who Bob Ross is, Bob Ross is a guy, he passed away, but he was a painter, and he had an afro. He's a white guy with the afro, and he had a very, very calming voice. And if you've ever heard anybody refer to anything saying, oh, we're just going to put some happy little trees right here, that's Bob Ross, right? If you didn't know how to paint, he was the original sipping paint. Yeah, he was the original sipping paint. If you didn't know how to paint, if like I can't paint, but I used to watch, I used to work at a retail store, and I would take my lunch every day at, I think it was like 11:15, because they had a little TV in a break room, and I would go in there just to watch Bob Ross videos, or Bob Ross on a TV channel, because he would paint, his voice as calming. And it was crazy because he would always start, it'd be a blank canvas, and just his calming voice, and next thing you know, you got a whole fucking forest scene painted out, and you got happy little trees everywhere. So This professor, Craig Richard, once they mentioned Bob Ross and how calming his voice was on the podcast he was listening to, then he understood what ASMR was. So in his realm, in his academic realm, he couldn't find any information on it either. So what he did was he started something called ASMR University. And it's an online archive for research for this topic. And you know, that's the good thing about, you know, being in the academic world is that if you can't figure it out, if you can express it academically, then I mean, that's how everything gets discovered, everything gets reported, is there's an academic side to everything. And so that's what this person did in you know, helping people understand what ASMR is. But that still, you know, was still kind of confusing to me. But I started to understand, because there are like certain voices you hear, there are certain sounds you hear. And I don't think some people aren't cognizant of like a sound triggering something. Like everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of people associate ASMR with a voice instead of a sound, right? So, like, for example, there's a saxophonist named Kamasi Washington, and he's got a song called Asking. And in that song, there's like a breakdown, and there's a part where the saxophone, he's hitting notes, and it's like just right, you know. And for me, for that song, and then for part four of A Love Supreme by John Coltrane, it's kind of the same thing. It's a part on the alto sax that when the notes hit just right, I get goosebumps, right? That's what ASMR is. You know, it's not all sexual, I'm gonna hear some horny noises, old talk dirty in my ear, and that's gonna get me off. No, it sounds that help trigger a response. So some people, like I had a period in time where I was really having trouble sleeping, And so I was trying to use, I had bought a white noise machine. That kind of helped a little bit. Then trying to sleep with headphones on with white noise, that kind of helped a little bit. And then, like, some people, you know, sleep with the TV on. Sometimes that background noise helps. So it's just, you know, different things that trigger a response. Now, when it comes to voices, I think that's the most common thing that people have a auditory response to. So I hate public speaking, which I know some of y'all are sitting there thinking, like, how the fuck do you have a podcast and you hate public speaking? Well, part of it is when I was a kid, I had a really bad stuttering problem because I just talked too fast. And so it kind of gave me a complex growing up in that talking fast, you know, is, you know, my mother used to always tell me, just slow down, you know. And, you know, I'm gonna put this little caveat out there for some of you parents who have younger kids, or don't let the school system and don't let the teachers dictate the intelligence of your children. Because as I got older, my mother told me that, and she was a teacher in the school that I was going to, for elementary school. And she was telling me that some of the teachers were trying to put me in special ed classes just because I stuttered. And she said she was going to war with her coworkers, trying to tell them, like, look, there's nothing wrong with his brain. The boy just talked too damn fast. And so that's kind of a thing that it still kind of bugs me. Sometimes I just be talking 100 miles a minute and words get a little jumbled up. And so it's kind of giving me a little complex. But don't let the school system tell you as a parent that you're something's wrong with your child just because, you know, they may stutter or something like that. Which is why I love reading. Now, if it's in a small setting, I love reading to, you know, small groups of people or whatever. But I don't think that I have a voice that triggers adults. And let's get back on topic. I don't think I have a voice that triggers people to be like, oh, I'm gonna rub one out. No, let's not do that. This is just me on the microphone talking shit, you know. Although I'm gonna go here with it, there are some people's voices that I just love fucking hearing. So if you follow the podcast, I think it might have been like season 2. I don't have any real seasons. It was just a while ago. And I did talk about this YouTube channel by this person named Clayton Cubitt. And it's about, let's see, 5, 10. It's about 14 videos. Started about 8 years ago and ended about 5 years ago. And it's women sitting reading a book. They're reading regular, you know, books, whatever you wanted to pick. And all you see is them sitting from the desk up. And I guess underneath the desk, you hear the vibrator going. And they read until they have an orgasm. And to me, there's a certain point, like watching these videos, or if I'm watching a video of a woman masturbate, it's a certain point right before she comes that gives me goosebumps. That's the best part. It's not when she comes, when it's like, you know, she lets the noise. It's like, it's that build up. It's that climax, right? So that part is, you know, the part that I like the most. And there is, and then, you know, of course, when it comes to actual, you know, voices, like, for example, I'm originally from Detroit. Women in Detroit don't necessarily have an accent, right? Not like women in New Orleans. The accents for the women in New Orleans is something out of this world. And then, you know, you have the accents of like, I particularly like the accents of women in, like, South Carolina, like, Georgia, right? So, my favorite person in the world happens to live in Georgia. And I've talked to her about this. And she has a Southern accent, but it's not overbearing. And it's not too strong. And she has a really sweet voice, right? That's one reason why I love talking to her, just to listen to her talk. And she told me that she has a job where she has to talk on the phone, making a lot of phone calls. And she said that's how she gets a lot of things done in her job, is that she'll, you know, have to call all over the country. And people would just, you know, she said they'll stop her mid-conversation and just tell her, like, we like your voice. And she, you know, she, I guess when it's your voice, you don't really hear it. So you can't discern how other people receive it. But I tell her all the time, every time I talk to her, like, your voice is so goddamn sweet. And I love hearing it. It's that Southern, that Georgia, you know, calming, relaxing, you know. I remember one time I went to, where the hell did I go? I went to Alabama to eat some ribs. Don't ask. I specifically went to Birmingham to eat some ribs and found this out-of-the-way rib spot. Walked in there, and I'm looking at the menu, and I go to order something, and the lady stopped me. She said, wait a minute, you're not from around here, are you? I said, no, ma'am. I said, how can you tell? She said, well, number one, you don't have an accent. And she said, number two, I know everybody that comes in here to eat. I was like, oh, okay. But it was that, you know, it was that call me, everything's going to be all right voice. She gave me a breakdown of the menu. I ordered so much damn food just because she was so convincing in ordering it. It just made me feel so relaxed. So definitely women in the South, like I say, that South Carolina, Georgia, you know, slide on over to Alabama, those voices. Yeah. Especially my favorite person. And I don't know if you all have ever heard. So there's a filmmaker, producer, director. Her name is Ava DuVernay. She made the movie The 13th. She made the movie Selma. Her voice, I love her voice, right? It's kind of a deep, kind of a raspy voice. And it's just, yeah, I love her voice too. So off the top of my head, you know, that's the one celebrity, if I could describe anybody who has that voice, that, you know, additional voice that I like, it would be that one. Especially, you know, we hear when we listen to singers, I've been listening to this song called, I'm just drawing a blank. Kicking Back is by the singer named Mila J. I'm listening to that song a lot lately. She's got a great singing voice. Who else had a good? Phyllis Hyman. She probably had the most illustrious singing voice ever. It was a deep baritone voice. It was, man, I will never forget her voice, especially in the movie School Days. Man, loved her voice. But, you know, switching on over to the porn side. So if you slide over to, you know, of course, I always use Xvideos, Pornhub. You can go to any of them, and they all got the same categories. But if you slide over to Xvideos, you know, which is what I always use, and you go to ASMR, it's a category for it, right? And it brings up a lot of videos, right? So before we get that far, let's back it on up. So YouTube. So if you type in ASMR on YouTube, you get a bunch of different categories. So you get ASMR, sleep, no talking, ASMR eating, ASMR massage, ASMR haircut. And I guess when you have no connection to these people, I mean, for me, I don't. So I'm listening to these and I'm just kind of like, eh, it's whatever. It's kind of annoying, actually, you know, for me. I didn't dig these videos, the ones on YouTube that I saw. Now, Fab Letters Man. There we go. My bad. But yeah, I didn't dig these videos too much at all. Cause I just, you know, I guess my thing is having a connection with somebody, an emotional connection with somebody, helps that auditory side, right? So, that's on YouTube. It's a whole category on YouTube, right? So slide back over to the porn side, and let me see. I'm just gonna read out some of the categories. So you got hand job technique. I guess listening to somebody, the sounds of a hand job, somebody getting a hand job. As we all, you know, probably one of the most common is listening to people suck dick, right? So, where's that category? Here it is. So, if you search dick sucking lips and facials, DSLF, it's a whole channel, and it is about, right now, it's at 317 videos. And I'd say 99% of them are just dick sucking videos, right? And it's fucking phenomenal. Listening to, now that part I will say I like. Not, I can listen to it for a couple minutes because I'm the kind of person that if it's not happening to me, I'm really not that into it. But the one thing is you got the visual connection. So you're watching and you're listening, right? And that's one of the things that came up in this research paper that was done. Let's see. So the research paper is called "This Feels So Real: Sense and Sexuality in ASMR Videos" by Emma Lee Waldron. It's a paper. Let's see, UIC. I'm going to assume that's the University of Illinois, Chicago. So just to give you an introduction. No, I'm not going to give you an introduction. I'm just going to put the link on there. But yes, this research paper, this person is connecting the sound of what ASMR is to sexuality, and there's a visual connection. So that's one of the reasons I like this DSLF, dick sucking lips and facials, because you get to see it and hear it, right? I don't necessarily I don't have any videos of me getting a blowjob. Nah, I'd be too fucking busy. Fuck that. I ain't got time for that. But watching these videos is pretty cool. So that's that channel, right? And then actually, if you go back to the category, ASMR, you got, let's see, talked about the hand job one. Let's see, you got the cosplay Velma, Scooby-Doo. Let's see, she's masturbating. And you've got ASMR of two women kissing. Let's see, ASMR of a woman playing with anal beads. Let's see, so just a bunch of different things. And so for some people, that's their thing. They like to listen to people hear sex. They're visual voyeurs and they're auditory voyeurs. So, you know, for folks, if you, you know, live in an apartment or live somewhere with thin walls and you like listening to your neighbors have sex, that's ASMR. You know, you may not have known it before, but now you can put a stamp on it. So now you see your neighbor getting the mail or walking the dog and you walk past them, you'd be like, yep, I came when you came. You're like, yeah, I came in 30 seconds just like you did. Ha ha. But yeah, you know, I'm scrolling through. It's a whole shit. It's just like 41 pages just on the topic of ASMR. But in addition to that, it's, you know, some of the, you know, videos, you know, you may send your partner, just that sound. Like, some people just like the sound of listening to a man come. If you know, he's not fake porn sounds, but, you know, real sounds. Like I say, it's a point listening to a woman masturbate, and right before she comes, that shit just gives me goosebumps. That's my ASMR right there. And I got one in particular in the G14 classified file that I always watch. She knows who she is who sent it to me. please send more, please. But no, real talk. You know, side note, protect the nudes. But yeah, that's what ASMR is. It's autonomous sensory meridian response. So if, you know, you like listening to your partner the way they moan, fellas, don't be afraid to, even ladies, anybody, you know, and when you have that connection with your partner, you know, use different techniques to get them to a point. You know, use your imagination, open your mind, talk your partner through a nut. You know, that is fucking great. I'm gonna sip my tea on that one. Yes, that is fucking great. You know, connect in different ways. Don't just use music. You know, use different things to elicit a response. So yeah, that's what ASMR is. It's listening and getting goosebumps and getting wet, letting your dick get hard and getting off, all that good stuff. So that's your lesson for today. ASMR. And this week in the Laptop Chronicles News Network, we got an announcement about the AVN Awards. Hopefully you all got to catch the XBiz Awards that came on January 14th. I watched about 30, maybe 45 minutes of it, and then it was a wrap for me. I get up dumb early in the morning, so I fell asleep watching it. But let's see, the AVN Awards 2021. It is an exclusive, exclusively digital online awards. You know, because of the pandemic, it was going to be in person, but then, you know, the AVN Awards finally was like, nope, we're taking it online. So it's kicking off January 19th at midnight with the Gavian Awards. And then on January 19th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, you have the AVN Novelty Expo. And what that is about for people who are selling goods, selling items, have retail stores, online stores. It's seminars going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and into Friday the 22nd on how to build your brand, how to sell different products, sell different things. So that's the AVN Novelty Expo. And then slide on over, they have January 20th through the 23rd, they have the AVN Adult Entertainment Expo for businesses and for fans, right?
So for fans, let's see, it's going to be different presenters. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but it's going to be different presenters all throughout the week at different times. It looks like each person has like an hour slot, maybe for Q&As, maybe not sure what kind of shows they're going to be doing. But let's see, we have Gianna Dior, Natalie Mars, or let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you got Sophia Rose, you got, who's this, Hazel Moore. So, starting at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, from 4 to 9, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you have different adult stars doing different things in an hour slot. And it all culminates on, let me go back here. It all culminates on January 23rd with the AVN Awards Show online. So if you're looking to check out another award show with some of your favorite adult stars, maybe if you have an online business looking to build your brand, maybe get into the business of selling adult toys. If you have a brick and mortar store, online, everything, check all of this out. Go to avn.com and it'll direct you from there. But definitely, you know, we got that coming up next week. So thank you for tuning in to another week of the Laptop Chronicles. This is your host, Al. Almost forgot who I was for a second. Holy shit. It's been a long week. Yes, make sure you stay safe, man, this week, especially if you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you know, passing through D.C., going to go around D.C., you know, if you work in D.C., man, keep your head on the swivel, you know, try to work from home if you can, be safe, wear your mask, drink water, eat clean, you'll taste better, drop down to get your Kegel on, protect your energy, what else, all that good stuff, man. Thank you for tuning in. As always, man, shout out to the homie, Norm Regular. Big shout out to my dude, Corey, Baltimore County Forever Podcast. You know, he's leveling up in life. It's my dude. Man, no, check out the last episode where I did with him. It was me, him, and Pod Poppy Huss. Apparently, I triggered a few people. Calling Donald Trump a dickhead, but it's facts though. Fuck him. You know, I'm gonna play Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump for the next rest of the year. Fuck it. Anyway, ain't gonna get in my political shit right now. But yo, thank you for tuning in, man. It's always fun to get on the microphone and talk. It's nerve wracking as hell. This is a little secret y'all know now that I get nervous as shit recording by myself. But it's fun, man. I love the response that you all give me, the encouragement. And make sure you check out the Instagram, the_laptop_chronicles. Check out the playlist. I'm gonna start doing been listening to some old school music. Shit, what I think is old school for me. Somebody told me Monica was old school. I was like, fuck. Like, God damn, we are really at that point in life. So this is music from the 70s, maybe early 80s. I'm gonna throw another playlist on there. Help you get your old school groove on. You know, some Isley Brothers, a little bit of Marvin Gaye. I love going through music, man. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? Finding music, discovering music, putting it out to the people. So, yes, another episode in the books. Jabrosa Juice is coming soon. All right, I'm out.